The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Olive Walsh is financial advisor at ProVest, which has looked into the cost to families of summer camps. How expensive, Olive, can they be for families, particularly with primary school children?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show. We did a small bit of research on this because we advise people every day on how to plan their finances. So in order to do this, we have to show them what their future outlays will be. So we came up with a figure of 50. Now, that would be based on an average family situation of, say, two children, one parent working part-time, one working full-time, and maybe doing three summer camps over the summer period and then taking their 2 weeks holidays as normal. So it's a very kind of a normal situation in Ireland, and that is the figure that we came up with, say, between summer camps and additional childcare around them. So, yeah.
Okay, so it's the cost of not just the actual summer camp, but when it's finished at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the day, it may be that you need somebody you have to pay to go and collect the children.
Yeah, and most of the summer camps kind of are around the 4 hour mark. And then the cost of the summer camp ranges between, say, €75 to €120. They can go as high as €320 if you want to go down that route. But as I say, most families might do three over the summer, some do more. So it's really kind of personal, depending on the family circumstances.
Well, indeed, that's a big commitment if you're doing three. But the variety of them has increased dramatically in recent years, hasn't it? It's not just sports or activity-based ones. Now, what other ones have become popular in recent years?
You'd have ones like Lego camps, you'd have computer camps, you'd have gaming camps. I don't know if you'd want your child to do that or trying to get them off the screen. But there is all types of, different camps for children that aren't necessarily into sports. Now, I will say here, this isn't a kind of a camp-bashing exercise. The camps are fantastic, and they really take parents out of a hole in the summertime. Plus, they're getting kids off the screen, they're getting them out of the house, they're getting to meet their friends, and they're doing new things. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with the camps, but you do have to plan for the cost of it. I suppose that's the message we're trying to get across to people.
Yeah, but Olive, what did generations do previously when they didn't have the summer camps?
Well, I think back in my day, Matt, I know you were probably the same, my mother wasn't working. So she was around. Now, it wasn't that she was entertaining me all the time, but I suppose she still did have the time to bring us probably more places than people do nowadays. I mean, they are kind of in a bind. A lot of parents are working full-time, and they have to do so in order to keep up with mortgage payments and the cost of living. They've no choice, and you don't kind of want your kids to be sitting at home for 8 weeks with a childminder either. You'd like them to be out and about doing stuff. It is their summer holidays, after all. So I just think circumstances have changed over the years, and that's just where we're at, you know.
For older children, though, is there a tendency to send them away to residential places if that can be afforded?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most children, the older children, will do the traditional Irish college, which is 2 or 3 weeks in the Gaeltacht. And I mean, you're looking at, that's a residential thing, so maybe for 2 weeks you're looking at an average of €1,000 there. So, I mean, that is a massive outlay. I think a lot of people, when they kind of get to the primary school age, they're nearly sighing with relief because they don't have the creche needs anymore. But you kind of have to realise that there's a lot more costs involved to children beyond that age also, and that have to be taken into account and planned for.
Well, one final one, Olive Walsh. Does this suggest, the child benefit has to be applied to lots of different things, but does this suggest you nearly need to start saving at the children are young to look after the cost of looking after them in the summer?
Well, I think in an ideal world, people would be putting some of that away from a very early age, purely to take the pressure off themselves in the future. Because, I mean, obviously you don't think of it when you have your lovely newborn baby that this is going to be a very expensive business as time goes on. So our advice to people is start early, even if you're only putting a little bit away, just start early. And I suppose the child benefit, because you weren't used to receiving it, is start.
Thank you very much, Olive Walsh from ProVest.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.